Choosing the right font for your data visual. Typography is a fascinating domain. Fonts evoke emotions. There are very sophisticated fonts, playful fonts, attention-grabbing fonts, and elegant handwritten fonts. Using the wrong type of font can have a lot of impact on your design. In data visualization, the implications of typography are mainly focused on readability. Labels and annotations can easily become so small they get hard to read. Above all else, we should focus on a font that's readable at small sizes. The readability of a font at small size is mainly determined by three aspects: the X height, the counter, and the serifs. The X height of a font is the height of the lowercase letters compared to the height of the line itself. Fonts with a lower X height are more difficult to read at small size than fonts with a higher X height. The counter is the enclosed space inside the letter, such as in the letters O or A or E. The larger the counter size, the easier it becomes to read a font at small sizes. And finally, the serifs. Sans serif fonts are generally easier to read at small sizes than serif fonts. The different serifs, the small lines and strokes at the end of individual letters, make longer texts easier to read because our brains can more easily distinguish the different letters from each other. That's why almost any book is set in a serif font. But for small texts, the serifs can get in the way, and sans serif fonts are usually the way to go. If you're struggling to find the perfect font, a good website like Google Fonts can help you out. With over 1,300 different free font families, there's always something for every situation. You can enter your own text and immediately see how it will look like in all of these different fonts. You can filter by category or look specifically for very bold fonts, wide fonts, etc. Once you've found the perfect font, all you have to do is download it and install it on your computer. If you still find looking for the perfect font a daunting task, try some of the fonts developed specifically for readability, like Assistant, Leto, Noto Sans, Roboto, or Source Sans. If you want to know more about visualizing data in the right way, you can check out the other videos in this series. Or I invite you to read my book, Powerful Charts, that will give you actionable insights and practical guidelines to create data visuals that truly engage and inspire your audience. I am Koen van den Eekhout from Barion Design, where we turn complex information into powerful visuals. Thank you very much for watching.